I'm now recording from my computer straight to the Anchor website. That's pretty cool. Just want to test this out. This is Lady Jig. Hey everyone, this is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. Happy Friday! Oh gosh, I should be taking a nap right now. Anyway, I just came from work. I wasn't feeling well earlier. I was feeling dizzy, like on and off. So I should take a nap, and then my friend invited me to a house party, so I should really energize for that. But I wanted to do a segment because I haven't done one for such a long time. And there's folks that have been listening and favoriting still, and that's pretty cool. So thank you for that support. So today's segment, I just okay, look, before my friend invited me to this house party, I was thinking to go to the club by myself. Yeah, you heard right. Lady Jig by herself in the club. Here's the thing. I love to dance, and I don't need to get tipsy or drunk to dance. Like, I love, love, love to dance. Like, there are times I would dance alone in my room to a song that I really love in the moment and just do it and just have fun, and that's it. I danced when I was in high school. Like, I was like in a hip hop group when I got out of high school, just not very long. And I took some ballroom classes. So I just love the activity altogether. It makes me feel good. I feel sexy. It's a great exercise, So I just thought to myself, why do I have to wait for my friends or to have a date to go to a club? You know what I mean? I guess in some ways it's like protection in a way, because if you're with your homegirls or you're with a guy, like no other weirdo off the club will mess with you or anything like that. Based on my experience, I haven't met someone that was too out of control. For the most part, I think the clubs I go to, they're pretty safe, they're not too crazy. And you know what? I always see guys, like guys with their friends just hanging up, leaning on the wall, just observing other people dancing, observing other people having a good time. And they're trying to find someone to dance to or approach. So I'm like, hey, let me come in there, be single, and dance. You know what I mean? I don't really don't mind if I'm dancing by myself. I'll just join a group. As long as they have me, join them, it's all good. And I don't need drinks, so I'm not trying to buy drinks. I don't know, maybe a drink, one drink. I don't know. I don't need it. But yeah, if I dance with some dude, this is all good. The only thing I would worry about, suppose he is a weirdo and just wants to like cling on to me after the clubbing, So I gotta be careful, I guess so. So I need to work that out and think about it. But I do wanna do this because I'm single, right? I don't wanna rely on people, right? And as the advice goes about, when you're newly single, is that, know yourself, learn who you are as a single person, right? Because when I was with someone, you have your whole new identity with that person in a sense, right? Like, people know you as Lady Jig and whoever that person you're dating with. You know what I mean? Like, they see you as that couple. And now that you're single, I have to know, like, what is it like to be single? If I'm sad, how do I put myself, how do I cheer myself up and not rely on him to call, or you know what I mean? Like, if I need company, how do I cope with that? Of course, I can go to friends, but in the long run, like, how do I take care of myself when it comes to that? So when I think about clubbing on my own, it's just a way for me to be independent and not rely on anyone, And I'm there for myself. I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm not trying there to get a date or a boyfriend. I mean, if it happens, it happens, but that's not my goal. I'm just out there to have fun, to release some stress, enjoy some music, etc. So one day I want to do that. I was about to do that today, but I realized I've been kind of tired. I need to rest up. I just been, I don't know, mentally, like, stress and fuck all kinds of shit. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about that clubbing on my own. That would have been dope to do, but there's a lot of Fridays and Saturday nights in the future, so I can always do that then. But anyway, and when I do, I'll report back to y'all, okay, what happens of Lady Jig, that she goes to the club. I can't imagine. I'm like kind of excited, kind of nervous about it, just thinking about it. Anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you're having an awesome Friday. Take care, be good to yourself, and be good to others. Peace.